Kevin Klee, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, thanks to Fort Wayne's Mighty Strong Jazz Community, Snyder's annual Nicholas Invitational Jazz Festival is celebrating its 30th, despite the pandemic around us. Congratulations on all of that. And Kevin, what does that mean to everyone involved this year?
Well, I think this year is very special, Julia, because of the COVID situation. As I was thinking about the festival, it's all about relationships and playing music together, and we're going to offer that to our kids.
And you've found a way to do it safely and distanced and everything it takes to share in the musical merriment.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to keep everybody safe.
And musical. I like that. So the festival's namesake, Carl Nicholas, was Snyder's legendary choir director. That legacy continues. What kind of numbers and draw has this turned into before this crazy year?
Well, before COVID, at our highest, we had like 45 different ensembles that involved several hundred students. And we would routinely pack our auditorium with a capacity of about 700 for our guest artists in the grand finale concert. Because of COVID, we can't have the large gatherings this year, so we've had to cut back on the number of groups, and some of the groups didn't feel that it was appropriate to come during this particular COVID time, and we certainly respect that decision.
What about having the guest or featured artist perform?
Normally, we do have a guest artist. This year, because of the inability to get all together and the finances of bringing in someone from Los Angeles or New York, we decided not to have a guest artist. And instead, we have two college professors who are going to conduct improvisation clinics with bands after they finish their performance.
That is very, very exciting. And this competition, you kind of prove it right there, is the real deal. What makes jazz so popular, especially with middle and high school students in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Well, I'll tell you, part of it is just the Fort Wayne area. We've had a strong history of jazz, local musicians and school music programs going back decades. I think the thing that sold me on jazz was the directors. You know, they're not just music teachers. They have personalities that draw the kids into this art form. The other thing I think that once you've heard the Northside Wildsiders, you want to play in the Northside Wildsiders. And I would say that about any of our top jazz bands in the area. Hearing is believing.
That's a great point. And you are proof of your theory because you are a product of the Fort Wayne school system, Snyder, in fact.
Yes, I am. Proud to be a Panther. And I play trumpet.
So speaking for yourself then and now, why does jazz grab you?
You know, when I was a high school student, I had a chance to attend the Elmhurst Jazz Workshop. It was a summer workshop. And some of the best kids from the Fort Wayne area got together, and they would bring in university professors and guest artists. And I just got so excited when Barry Ashton walked into the room and counted off our first tune. It was like, sign me up. I want more of that. And then as a high school student, I was able to attend the Elmhurst Jazz Festival in the springtime and hear some of these amazing bands like Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, Maynard Ferguson, live, in person, in Fort Wayne. That will change your life.
And of course, this is a grassroots movement. Does that simply beget the new generations? As you're speaking, you get hooked, the kids get hooked, another set of kids get hooked. As easy as that?
I think that's it. You know, I just want to provide for my students the wonderful opportunities that were provided to me. That's my way of giving back as a teacher. And, you know, the jazz festival scene really encourages this creativity and this excitement and this, you know, building up of the students. It's a very positively motivating opportunity.
Oh, indeed. Now, back to the festival and the pandemic, just for a second, you still do have to work around and through the restrictions. You're keeping it safe. I know all of that. What will this year's event itself look like? You've got the instrumental side of the competition. You've got the vocal side as well. And singing is thought to be one of the most risky things people can do. You have that all covered?
Yes. All of our participants are going to be wearing masks, except when they're actually playing their instruments. They're going to be socially distanced, and we're going to cut down the number of people that are going to be in the building. In a traditional jazz festival, you'd come and stay for the whole day and listen to other groups and have lunch and go to a clinic and end up with a great awards presentation and final concert. But this year, the kids are going to come, warm up, and perform and do the clinic. Then they're going to have to leave, and we'll present the awards digitally, virtually, probably through a YouTube channel.
So you're really going the hybrid route to cover all bases very, very elegantly, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have to keep the kids and our fans safe.
And what kind of attendance are you anticipating, performers as well as festival goers and supporters?
We have approximately 22 groups that are going to be participating, so they'll be in two venues. The advanced bands will be in the auditorium, and the training bands, band two, and the middle school groups, they will be performing in the East Gym. What we're looking at is probably, if we can stay in the orange phase of COVID, then we'll be able to provide two tickets for each student. They'll get a voucher, and then the parents can buy them at the door. If it goes to red, we're only going to be able to admit parents of seniors. And as sad as that is, we'll find a way that we can live cast it, live stream it, so parents and family members will be able to see and hear their kids perform.
That's just great, and it sounds like you've already got all of the bases covered. Not to say that something unexpected can't come up, but anything you can expect, you've got that covered.
We hope so.
And speaking of events, you've got another very special event planned within this one, we might say. It's the inauguration of the Fort Wayne Jazz Educators Hall of Fame. Now, that is a big wow. Would you tell us about it?
Yes, I just wanted to find a way to recognize my idols, the teachers, instructors, professors that motivated me and have motivated my students over the decades. And so we'll be admitting 7 this year, mostly high school area teachers who have retired. Also, Carl Nicholas, former choral director here at Snyder High School, and Larry McWilliams, jazz professor emeritus from Ball State University.
Oh my goodness, that is quite a royal court you've got going there. Taken in their entirety, taken in the spirit that these wonderful educators led their lives, what do these honorees represent in your heart?
Well, you know, I think teaching in general and teaching music specifically, and certainly teaching jazz, it's not just a job, it's really a calling. And I think what has made these instructors so outstanding is they were willing to give up their time, their knowledge, their expertise to help their students. Students from other schools and student teachers and young directors who are trying to figure out, how do you do that? How do you make that band swing like that?
It is the whole mystique.
Yes, indeed.
Besides one heck of a good time, which you have certainly convinced us it is that, Kevin, what does this afford the wonderful assortment of our area youth that take part in these festivals that are really all about the jazz and they're going to go forward now?
You know, if you've ever played in a great jazz band, you're going to be a jazz fan for the rest of your life. If you were fortunate enough to play in a great middle school band, there's no question that you want to go on and play in band in high school. If you played in a hot high school band, you're probably going to look for opportunities to play in the community or perhaps at a university or college. So, you know, I think it provides our students an opportunity to show off the skills that they work so hard to develop and show off their creativity. You know, these are the best of the best. These kids are the ones that are on the honor roll. A lot of them are excellent athletes as well. These are the best of the best kids.
And they obviously can take the pressure, take the heat, the competition. That is never easy for anyone.
Yeah, I think so. But we try not to dial up the pressure on the competition as much as possible. You know, if Count Basie's band and Duke Ellington's band met at a jazz festival, who would win? And the answer is, who cares?
Everybody wins. Yes, indeed. So, talking competition, however friendly it is, what are the major categories in this case?
So we have several state finalist jazz bands in the Fort Wayne area. We're really, really proud of that. We'll present 4 top awards, first place, second place, third place, fourth place. In addition, we will have an award that we present to the top second band, and we will have solo awards for the kids. We present saxophone solo, trumpet, trombone, piano, bass, drums, miscellaneous instrument like guitar, vibes, flute, vocalist, and overall top soloist. And we'll have 3 sets of those trophies, one for the high school number one bands, one for the training bands, and one for the middle school band. We want to recognize as many kids as possible.
It's most impressive. And Kevin, I understand that you list the Don Kremelmeyer Award as your personal favorite. Now, Don was WBNI and WBOI's own voice of jazz for many, many years and friend to the whole musical community. How did he impact your world?
You know, I used to have a plan period around lunchtime, the noon hour when he was on. So I would listen to Don. And invariably, a couple of times a month, he would feature high school bands. I know the Hemet High School Band from California was one of his all-time favorites. And to listen to his voice on the radio, he seemed like a great guy, the kind of guy you wanted to know. So we had lunch together one day, and I said, hey, would you consider being our MC, the voice of the Carl Nicholas Jazz Festival? And he agreed and did it for several years until health considerations prevented him from continuing on.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, as well as just remembering and reflecting on the Don Kremelmeyer spirit, Kevin. He's really something in our world. I'm glad he rocked the whole jazz community.
Yes, indeed.
And I know you've got lots of festival details to be taken care of right now, Kevin, but before I let you go, with Fort Wayne's continued explosion of activity on the local music scene, what do you feel is in store for us, beginning with these amazingly talented kids that continue to represent us in this genre, make us proud, and contribute to this legacy?
Well, I think the ultimate goal is that they would help keep the spirit of music, and particularly the spirit of jazz music, alive. You know, several of my students have gone on into the teaching profession, have bands of their own. Some of them will be competing this Saturday. And nothing makes you feel better than getting beat by one of your kids. We've had students that have gone on from the Fort Wayne area. One of my former students is a record producer right now out in Los Angeles, and one of his last projects was Beyonce. I have a young man who is playing in the studios of Nashville right now on the country music scene. All of the Fort Wayne area schools have had those talented kids that have gone on to make us proud in the large markets. And, you know, if a kid from our jazz festival experiences a love of music and wants to continue making music, or wants to support music, or wants to support their local public radio station because they play great music, I think that we have been successful.
Kevin Klee is band director at Snyder High School, which is host of the 30th annual Nicholas Invitational Jazz Festival this year. Kevin, thank you so much for taking time and sharing your wonderful story with us. Keep up the good work and keep that hot jazz coming.
Thank you, Julia. Pleasure to be with you.